Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. This is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast that streams on all of your social media, your streaming platforms. Hope you guys are well. Happy Friday. Go ahead and load up the comments with your good morning shout out so I can shout you out. I hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed day. Today, we are going to continue our conversation about generational wealth, wealth building, how we fix our minds to get the best futures for not just ourselves, for our families and things like that, because I've been learning a lot and I have a lot to share with you guys. I'm super excited. But yeah, hope you guys are well. Let me know how you guys are feeling today. Let me know what's going on. I'm super, super excited. Happy Friday. Thank God it is Friday, y'all. So let's get into the prayer and we are going to go into the morning shout outs and get started. So if you are not religious or spiritual, it is totally okay. I hope that I can pray for you anyway. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up for another day. Thank you for providing so much valuable information for us to grow, thrive, and just experience a better life than we've had generations in the past. I pray that we align with what and do what's pleasing in your sight. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen, y'all. Good morning, grand rising, good afternoon, and good night. And if this is your first time watching me, please let me know, or watching live, please let me know where you're watching from. And if you ever miss a live stream, do not worry. They do not leave YouTube. You can always come back and check them out later. However, if you want to be a part of the conversation, if you want to chime in, give a shout out, get a shout out, then please join us on our live stream. So good morning, y'all. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Diavion. Good morning, Chevy Cheb. Good morning, Destiny. Happy Friday. Good morning, Chevy Cheb. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Turquoise. Happy Friday. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Brandy. Grand Rising, Rich Rising. All of the above to my beautiful morning motivators. I hope y'all are doing well. I hope that you guys are feeling good today. Yesterday, we closed out our 555 transformation, which is a 5-week coaching class that we did together. And the people did amazing. Everybody in the class did absolutely amazing. Did so much work over the last 6 weeks, personal work. So if you guys are interested in learning more about 555 transformation, then I will then book a 30-minute session with me and we can go over it. Or if you would like one-on-one coaching, let me know. But you guys, it's Friday the 13th. I just realized that 13 is a lucky number, regardless of, all of the superstitions. 13 is a lucky number. So I pray for nothing but blessings and good things to happen to you this Friday the 13th. Good morning. Okay, so let's talk about it. So yesterday, like I told you guys, we watched Wall Street Trappers live. You guys know I'm a huge Wall Street Trapper fan. If you guys do not know who he is a young man who went to prison, learned about stocks, learned about investing, learned about how to build generational wealth for his family, and then came out and started teaching the masses. He's somebody I always tell you guys to watch. I even shared his live stream yesterday on my community page. It's payday, so it's a good 13. Absolutely, She Amber. She Amber says she's getting paid today. Okay, I heard that. So let's talk about it. So again, Wall Street Trapper is somebody I adore on the internet. My grandmother watches him. If you guys have not watched him, you should, along with like Earn Your Leisure, 19 Keys. I think that those guys are doing a phenomenal job with teaching economics and just to change our mindsets when it comes to money, finance, in our space, especially people of color. They're really giving back in a major way. But I learned so many gems last night. And I had a few of you ask me about custodial accounts and how to set up your kids in the future for, man, it was just so much information, but to set up your children for the future in order to have them and help them thrive. And I think that the information that he is giving is super, super valuable. And you guys definitely need to check it out. I'm not going to give you all the gems because, again, this was his topic and I don't want to give too much. But if you guys ever want to chime in, ask any questions during this chat, because yesterday we started talking about what I learned and then we went into how much we spend on frivolous stuff every day, especially as women of color, how our beauty standards are a lot higher and how much we've spent. So we talked about that yesterday. But let's just deep dive a little bit. So we have to understand where our money goes and how money works. Good morning. Hi, Patrice. Hello, hello, hello. So when we are talking about money, when we are talking about just creating new habits, we have to get in a different mindset. So some of the mindset tips he gave was we have to turn scarcity mindset into an abundance mindset. You know, we can sometimes if we get money, we hurry up and spend it, or we notice that we're not doing well with our money. And that's because of a scarcity mindset. So we want to make sure that we tap into our abundance mindset, knowing that we can learn, we can build generational wealth. And it doesn't mean that you have to get a six-figure job. You can do this right where you are, starting with what you have. Remember, we talked about yesterday is looking at how we spend currently, right? Looking at our budgets currently, looking at where we spend. You know, it's sometimes it ain't our bills that get us in trouble. It's the hair, it's the nails, it's the weave, it's the makeup, it's the trips, it's the vacations, right? Keeping up, trying to make sure that we're enjoying life as much as we can while we're here, or, you know, trying to ensure that we're, you know, going on vacation a few times a year. And that's, y'all, you know how crazy that is with social media? That has never in history been the way we do it. Now, should we be working to death and beating ourselves to the bone for money? Absolutely not. But the way we spend our money now, especially when we talked about, you know, the Black community only, according to statistics, only having so much, 24,000 is our average family net worth. Then we need to look at how we're spending money, because we have the money. You know, not to say that we're getting paid the same, but we have the money. You know, we can spend and find ways and save for what we want. Good morning. So it's taking what we have and learning the ways to invest properly. So one of the things, especially if you have kids, this is very important. So going from a scarcity mindset to abundance, going from problems to opportunity. In our 555 transformation, we always talk about there's always a solution to a problem. Instead of freestyling and just trying to figure it out or learning as we go, we get intentional with our spending. Instead of being consumers, we become investors. Instead, we're fixed on the money. We know how to grow our money. One income to multiple streams of income, and delaying instant gratification. Remember, we talked about that, talking about wanting to feel good now, delaying our gratification so that we can have and live freer later, right? So that's something that he talked about. So one thing that really stuck out, if you have children, this is something very important to know. Good morning. So last night he talked about custodial accounts. Right. I'm not, again, if you're in his course, it's totally free. He's giving a 4-day free training. Yesterday was day two. So if you guys, I shared his live on my platform on the thing. So please go watch his information, because this came straight from the Wall Street Trapper. But it was very interesting to learn about. But anyways, he talked about custodial accounts. Now, the thing that is really cool about custodial accounts, right, is that you can set this up for your child at any age. They can be one, as long as you have a social security number, they can be from 1 to 18, but they have to be under the age of 18. Though there are no limits on the annual contribution that you make to this account. There are no limits to the annual contribution you can make to this account, right? So you can, it says it's the, I forgot what he said, but he said max 15K a year. And then if you're a married couple, 30K a year. So this means you can set up an account for your children from the time they're born, from the time you get a social security number from the government, all the way until they're 18, you can put money into this account for them, whether it be their chores, whether it be birthday money. You know, I stopped giving gifts and I started making monetary contributions to my friends when they have babies or baby showers and things like that. You know, so when they get money for their birthdays, when they get money from grandma, when you want to just give them money instead of getting them the new J's or the latest and greatest outfits, we can put that money into an account for them that will grow over time. Now it says there's different versions, so I won't go into all the different versions of these accounts, but he did say that if you get a UTMA, right, there's two different types of accounts. There's a UTMA and a UGMA account. So I'm going to write this in the chat so you guys can know exactly what I'm talking about. So UTMA and a UGMA account. Put that in the chat. So the UTMA with a T is the Uniform Transfer to Minors account, right? So if you have this type of account, you can put stocks in this account for your children. You can put bonds into this account for your children. You can put art in these accounts for your children, real estate, dang near anything that's an investment can be made in this type of account. This is the UTMA, the Uniform Transfer Account. And then there is the Uniform Gift to Minors Account, which is the UGMA, which is the gift. And those are normally money, monetary, and those have different rules to them. All right, I have my notes right here. And again, I don't want to give all his gems, but I do want to give you guys this information. Now, the dope thing about these accounts, y'all, if you have children and if you have nieces and nephews, you can do this too. You don't have to, they don't have to be your children for you to set this up. You don't have, they don't have to be, your kids don't have to be a certain age. They can be 1 year old as long as they have the social security number. The great thing about these accounts, y'all, is they're absolutely free. They are absolutely free. So instead of having a savings account for your baby or your niece, your nephew, or your cousins, or whomever these children are, because in savings accounts, one of my savings accounts, I was like, nah, y'all taking too many fees. You guys look at your statements. Don't just have your money sitting in a savings account and it's just fees on top of fees on top of fees because then you're losing your money, right? So instead of having your giving your child a savings account when they're born, these accounts for the children, the UTMAs and the Uniform Transfer to Minor accounts and the UGMAs, these custodial accounts are so much better for them because not only are they free, there is no limit which you can put in them. So you can put money up for your children. And the way you can get it out is if you can get money out if it's used for them, right? So say you start an account for your child when they're born. And then little Junior or Maria or whoever wants to be a cheerleader in the 10th grade or whatever grade it is. And you have to spend $700 on the uniforms or, you know, sports aren't cheap. You want to put your son in the basketball league, the football league, the sports league, whatever. All of those leagues, y'all know, especially us growing up, cost money, right? Good morning, Cooking with Raw. You know those things cost money. So you can take the money that you've been putting aside for your children or putting aside for your nieces and nephews or putting aside for little Junior and use that money towards their sports. They have a class trip coming up in high school. You could take that money out and use that. You, when they're 18, or you can set up different parameters. When they're 18, they want to go to this university. Boom, we already have that money for you. So you could take the money out as long as you're using it for the child. So the custodial accounts are super, super impactful. The wealthy have been using these for years. And this is the kicker, right? Most banks have these accounts. But they don't tell us this. They tell us, oh, just put your money in the savings or open up a checking account, open up this, and they take all these fees. But they don't tell us all these other accounts that the wealthy have been using for years. Okay? So there's unlimited contributions, but there is kiddy tax. So that's why you guys have to do your own research, okay? And kiddy tax, I forgot he went into the breakdown of kiddy tax, but make sure you write down kiddy tax and do your research on the kiddy tax. Because this is not a tax shelter. This money is not, you don't make these accounts so that, you know, you can get a loophole on tax. It doesn't help you in that way. It's not a tax shelter, but it is something you can set up for your children for years to come. So one thing that he talked about was that he got his daughter, no problem. And I have some more. So y'all stick around. There's another piece to this where how you can pay your child. And that is tax deductible, right? But we're going to talk about that, right? So his daughter, like my nephew, I went out and bought my nephew some V-Bucks. Now, this is new to me because I don't have kids, right? If you guys have children, especially boys, then you guys know about Fortnite. You know about Roblox. For those of you who don't have kids yet, these are video games that everybody's obsessed with, from grownups to young adults. It's kind of like the, I guess we would say, the Super Mario of this generation, or the, I forgot what big game was out when we were kids, like the, I don't know, Madden. I don't know. I wasn't really into video games, but those are very popular video games right now, right? And these video games also have stock, right? Especially Fortnite. I didn't know this. That's why we have to listen to people who know more than us, y'all. That's why we have to go seek this information. That's why we have to, you know, be students to learn, because we got so much free game last night, y'all. When I say free game, he has a course coming up, but he gave so much free game last night. So what he said was his daughter was into Roblox. And so he said, hey, you can play the Roblox, but how much stock, how many shares do you want in this Roblox? And his daughter was like, I want 100 shares, daddy. He was like, cool. Right now, I don't know. Let's look up how much Roblox stock is. And for those of you, we've been having these conversations for months. And if we don't know what some of these terminologies are, you guys got to go do your research. You got to know the information. Don't be on Morning Motivation and we're having these conversations. And if you don't know, ask. If you don't know, Google. But I want us to make sure that we're learning too. Like, take the information we talk about, the little nuggets that I get, and please do your own research and please go talk. All right. Roblox stock is only $28 per share, y'all. $28 per share, and it went up 19.23% yesterday. It went up 19% yesterday. And because we're going to be at home more because of the recession coming, right? Or the economic downturn, which we're not supposed to be afraid of. We're supposed to just impact ourselves with information so we can take the time that we have now and find opportunities in this time. So this is a Roblox is, man. So let's look at Fortnite, because he said that's a good stock to look into too. Fortnite stock is up 266 per share. So that means these come, and it's projected to be on the rise, right? So when you guys see the stock market dipping the way it is, I talked about this a little yesterday and I forgot to dive into it. Do not be afraid. Don't panic. You're buying it on sale, pretty much. Think about it like that. You're buying it on sale. It's at a discount, but you want to think about things that are going to last and stand the test of time. These kids are not going to stop playing these video games. Parents are going to continue to buy their kids V-Bucks, Roblox books, all the books and stuff like that. So I just bought my nephew some V-Bucks. Now I'm thinking, since these kids are playing these games, why not invest? And then what he did is he put this account in his daughter's name. He got her the stock, the Roblox stock, and just put it. And then she's like six. His daughter is 6 years old. Imagine when she turns 18, if people continue to play the game the way they are. And the reason why they're going to play games more consistently now than they used to in the past is because these are people's careers. People have YouTube channels with this stuff. People are in competitions and it's different from when we were kids. When we were kids, people were just playing these games for leisure. Now it's a whole industry. So these certain games are not going away. It's not going to be the latest and greatest. Now, things come and go, trends come and go, but imagine having this stock now. This is like getting Microsoft now. This is like getting, you know, imagine if our parents would have bought us like Apple stock, Microsoft, maybe Nintendo, I don't know, when we were kids. And imagine having it to now, or when we're 59 years old. Imagine sitting on all of those assets your whole life. We set our kids up for success. Now, the thing about these custodial accounts, though, you can max it out. Well, I think. Let me not get these two confused, because I have to do a little bit more research myself just to make sure I know exactly, because he was going fast. You know, he was giving a lot of information. Y'all tune in to the Wall Street Trapper. These are his lessons from last night. But I have to learn. We have to share this information. We have to talk about these things. I hope y'all are taking notes so you could talk about these things amongst your family, amongst your friends. Do your own research and start these for your children. So this is another hack, right? This is another one. So we talked about the custodial accounts, the UTMA and the UGMA, the Uniform Transfer to Minors. and then the UGMA. And I know that some of these terms can be a little overwhelming for some people. I know that these terms can be like, dang, that's too much information. I don't want to know it. We have to get out of that mindset, y'all. We have good morning. We have to get out of the mindset that it's something is too difficult, so we just put it down. We have to get uncomfortable, because when we get uncomfortable and we learn, then we can help and grow and teach and share, right? I don't know everything. That's why I go to people who know more than I do. But we have to do these things, right? All right. So this is another one. So I have two more for you guys. So there is a 529 education account. So we talked about the UTMA and the UGMA, which are the custodial accounts. Then there's the 529 education account, where you can max out $15K a year if you're single. So if you're a single mom or single parent, you could put in $15K a year for your child's education, right? Or you can put $30K a year, $30,000 a year if you're a married couple. So a lot of times when people ask, well, what's the point of getting married? What's the point of getting married? Y'all, I'm telling y'all. Having the right partner with the right mindset, not only is it tax breaks in there, you can maximize things like this, the 259 education account. Don't let people tell you that there's no value in marriage. Marriage is more than love. It's a whole gamut, but there's a whole lot you can do when you're married. Okay. All right. So then they also, with the 529 account, have an accelerated version where you can put 5 years. If you got it like that, right, you can max out for 5 years and then you have to wait another 5 years. So that's one account. So just y'all look up the 529 education account. And then, like I said, the UTMA and the UGMA account for custodial accounts. Do your research. They're two different ones. And this is another one. All right. So we talked about the custodial accounts. This is another one. This is another gem. Let's see. Marriage is also a business to me, because you can do so much more together. Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody should be looking at marriage as a business, because you're intertwining assets. You're intertwining business, especially if you're business minded like me and my honey. We got businesses together. It is definitely something to be looked at. Love should be a piece, right? Piece, but not everything. Not everything, because you can fall in, that's feelings. You can fall in and out of love, but it should be long-term thinking. It should be, are you going to be a great father? Are you going to be a great business partner? Are you going to be supportive? What is the characteristics? You know, we talked about that in my 555 transformation last night, that when we only focus on what somebody makes, we miss a lot. That's a piece of somebody. That's not everything that comes with that person. So marriage is definitely something that should be taken very seriously. However, looked at more so as a business than just love. Love is important and love is a part of it, but it's not everything. I signed up for the event. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. Thank you, Brittany. Absolutely. You guys sign up. It's absolutely free. Tonight is day three. He may still have those up on his channel. Y'all check him out, Wall Street Trapper, but it's really, really, really important. I have a 529 for my daughter, and my mom's job deposits $20 every check since I was one and now she's five. That's what I'm talking about. So Kiamber has one. And you can put as much, you guys can cap it out at $15,000 if you're a single mom and $30,000 if you are a married couple, right? So instead of, you know, just giving our money away, or buying unnecessary things, or buying little joint junior, the J's every time they're released, and spending and spending and spending money on stuff these kids are going to outgrow. Instead of, you know, let's cap their toys. Hey, you only are allowed to have this many toys, because they end up playing with the box anyway. They end up playing with the bag and the little poppers anyway. Instead of just spending all this money during Christmas and going broke and going in debt. Because the thing about Christmas is we're overspending, but we're not making no more extra. We're not making extra money. We're not making extra money, but we're overspending to compensate how we feel as people. I want my kids to have more than what I had. Why? Give them a better life. Have them step on a financial security. So when they're 18, you don't have to have that conversation of you got to figure it out, or you got to get out my house, or How about not set them up for their financial future? How about teaching them about delayed gratification so that when they are 18, that we're not trying to figure out how they're going to go to school or what they're going to do, or you're kicking them out because we don't have our finances together. You understand? Sorry, y'all. I don't know my allergies. I haven't been taking my honey. Everybody, Brittany put his channel in the chat. Y'all go look Wall Street Trapper. Wall Street Trapper. Y'all can put it in there. But y'all got, everybody can't give everything to y'all, Vernil. Y'all got to do some research. It's too easy. It is too easy. Wall Street Trapper. That's it. Wall Street Trapper. Go look him up. I've been talking about him for months, y'all. Been talking about him for months. But look, okay, so this is another hack that y'all can do, especially if you have a business. You can start a minor Roth IRA. A minor Roth IRA. Remember we talked about Roth IRAs for ourselves when it comes to our retirement accounts? Minor Roth IRAs. So you can put up to $6K a year into this account for your child. And this is your child's taxable income. You could do this from 18 and under. 18 and under. You can do this, right? Now, these are the pros about this type of account. This is a minor Roth IRA. The pros are, on this account, you can put up to $6K a year, but this money is earned and it's tax-free for your child. The con is that they can't get it until they're 59 and a half. But imagine you have a business, maybe you're a content creator, and they want to put your child, or your child's a model, right? And you want to put your child in commercials, or your child's making money, or you have a business and maybe your child is helping you fold napkins or clean up, or they're helping you set up in your business on the weekends or whatever, right? You can put $6K a year into this Roth, this minor Roth IRA, and it's tax free. So instead of giving your business money to Uncle Sam, you can set this money up for your kids, and they can't touch it until they're 59 and a half. So from 1 to 18, they're making $6K a year, right? Let's do the math on that. $6K times 18, that's over $108,000. That your child, and it's going to grow if the account is set up right. If you have it in the right funds, if the account is doing what it's supposed to do, that's just the $6K adding on to each other, not any growth. That's $108,000 they can have in 18 years. Now imagine from 18 to 59, they're sitting on that money. That's just one little that's one little nugget that you gave them. So it's giving you a tax break, because you're giving from your business into this minor Roth IRA, or your child worked, maybe they're a model, maybe they had jobs, and you're putting this money into that account for them. And they're sitting on this money until they're 59 and a half. So not only are you taking care of them in their youth, you're taking care of them for their generation. So when they get 59 and a half and they get retirement age, they got more money that you left them. You probably won't even be around by the time they get it. But now that's how you set up for generational wealth. Y'all see that? Thank you for the super chat, Percy. Good morning. Thanks for this topic. You mentioned Roblox stock. That stock is also a part of the metaverse, and it's going to be huge. Yes, absolutely. You guys, all of these terms that we're hearing, these future terms, y'all need to start looking them up. Because if we do not attack this now while we have opportunity in the recession or the downturn of the economy, we're going to regret it. Some of y'all are not going to listen, and we are going to regret it in 3 to 5 years or 5 to 10 years from now. Some of y'all are going to listen. You're going to be set up. Your kids are going to be set up. You've done the research. You've been doing it. And y'all are going to be like, dang, that little black girl on the internet was right. She pointed me into the direction of all the teachers. And I listened to them, and we up. Because y'all, it's going to get, everything's going to keep increasing. You know, nothing is going to go back down the other way. It's going to continue to increase. So we have to seize opportunity in times like this. We have to start fixing our mind. The old way we've been spending money does not work. We've seen it. Our grandparents did it. It didn't work. Our parents did it. It didn't work. Our parents gave us more than what they had. That type of mentality and lifestyle does not work. We have to start looking into things like this and setting up our success for the future. Good morning, Sydney. Ms. Debbie says, that's right, passing on real estate assets to them. Absolutely. And in that custodial account that we talked about, the UTMA, you can put real estate into those accounts for them. Absolutely. Good morning, Sarah. How you doing? What about when you're starting late, when the child is already a teenager? You can still start. I say it's better late than never, right? It's better late than never. So even if you do it when they're 12 or 15, you still got 3 years to give them something. You know, if they're 12, you still got a couple years to give them something. And with these minor Roth RAs, they can't use it until they're 59 and a half anyway. But remember, we talked about Roth RAs. If they're at a hardship, maybe they can get it out earlier. Just saying, y'all. So you can employ your kids as an independent contractor or as an employee for your business. And this is how you can set this up for them. This, y'all, the wealthy have been doing this for years. This isn't new to the wealthy. We just don't know about it for a reason. The reason why the banks don't want to tell you all this stuff is because they want to take your money and let other people borrow it. When we put our money into banks, they take that money and they use it and they lend it out for people to buy homes with good credit and do this with that money and do that. Your money don't just be sitting there chilling, waiting on you to come back and get it. No, your money is in motion when you put your money into banks. That's why when you're taking out a huge amount, like if you're ever taking out a certain amount of money, there's a process because the bank has to prepare that money. They have to take that money back from different spaces. So don't just think when you're putting your money in a bank that it's just sitting there chilling. No, the bank is using your money to move around and make more money. That's where the interest, that's where the late fees, that's where the overdraft fees come in. That's where all of the little fees on your account, having the bank, $5 a month. We lose money when our money is just sitting there. Not to say that you shouldn't have a savings, not to say that you shouldn't have a nest egg in a retirement and all this other stuff. But when we're not being proactive with our money and our spending, we lose money, y'all. We lose money. Just having a regular savings account is not going to work. We're losing money. Thank you so much for the super chat, Ms. Debbie. I really, really, really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Said, thank you for being a consistent and positive influence each morning. Our community needs more of this education. Thank you so much. And y'all, it's out there. I really appreciate that. Thank you. It's out there, y'all. It's out there. We just have to stop being lazy and going to get it. It's as simple as that. I know that's hurtful. And Wall Street Trapper said this last night too. I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes, but we have to change our mindsets because if we don't, our kids are going to be in the same crap we're in. We're just going to repeat the cycle where we're going to raise kids with bad spending habits that don't know nothing about no money. They're talking about my parents did not teach me that, where they're going to say my parents did not do all this stuff that we did. Let's prevent them from having financial hardships. Let's prevent them from not having nothing at 18 years old. Let's prevent them from having to get it out the mud. let's prevent them from being self-made. Let's prevent them from being, you know, nobody gave me nothing. I had to get it all myself. We brag about that all the time, but to be honest, that's not good. Because the wealthy set their kids up. One of the things that he said, like Asia said, that's the goal. Absolutely. One of the things he said is, this is some statistics. I got some more nuggets for y'all, but this is the statistics he gave. The average inheritance, right? So when somebody dies, they leave an inheritance to the next generation or the next kid. Child or whatever the case may be. The super wealthy on average, and you know the average is the max to the minimum, and then you get the average, right? Everybody knows how to get averages from the max to the minimum. The average inheritance of the super wealthy is $2,700,000. $2,700,000 for the super wealthy. So if somebody super wealthy dies, that's about the average that child gets an inheritance. the wealthy, listen to this, y'all, the wealthy leave their kids an average of $719,000. That's just the wealthy, $719,000 inheritance. The middle class, most of us, right? Middle class leaves an average of $32,000 in inheritance. Now that's okay. That's a cool little chunk of change for like a time, but that's not gonna stop nobody from working. That's not gonna change no lives. You know, for some of us, 32 ain't even gonna clear some of our debt. It's not gonna even pay off the house or the car. So the middle class, y'all, our average class, $32,000. That's not life-changing money. That's if you have insurance and you did right and you don't got no debt. That's what that $32,000 is. Lower class, listen to this, y'all. Lower class inheritance is around $6,000. You can't even bury G-Ma with that money. That can't even cover a funeral. Then we got to scramble up, GoFundMe, asking everybody, arguing about who got to give what, and Barbara Jean don't want to give up her little money. Grandma Nat don't want to. So what are we going to do for our children, our future generations, our nieces and nephews, our cousins? We can't just think about us. I know we want these lives. I know we want to go on vacation. I know we want the weaves and the nails. And I understand we got to look good. We got to have a good time. We're here. Got it. Cool. But to caveat, what are we doing to set up our future generations? What are we doing to set up our children? What are we doing to set up our nieces and nephews when we have the information? Y'all know now. So you can't be going around, I don't know. Nope. We know. Y'all know now. Psych. Gotcha. You know now. You know now. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Vernell says, and your kids get insurance starting when they are 2 weeks old, especially if y'all have babies with everything going on. Please get your children life insurance. Please make sure you have life insurance. Please make sure you have a will. Please make sure you have somebody that you trust to head your estate. If something happens to you, y'all, people are dying every day, younger and younger. We see it in the media all the time. A content creator just passed away at 59 or something like that. 49, 59. And he looks young and healthy. Y'all, we never know when it's going to happen. Oh, thanks, Travis said. Good morning. You are gold every morning, rare and valuable. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But these are the conversations that we have to have, y'all. And if your friends don't want to have these conversations, go seek some friends that you could talk about money with. Go watch people. Wall Street Trapper, Earn Your Leisure. They talk about this all the time. 19 Keys. Y'all, they talk about these things all the time. The information is out there. We just have to, who cares if it's boring? Who cares if you don't understand something? We have cell phones. Y'all, we got it. We can't make no excuses no more. I'm not going to let y'all. I'm not going to let my morning motivators make excuses. Y'all, we read the book in January. No excuses. We don't know what a word means, we Google it. We don't know how much a stock is, we Google it. We don't, y'all, and this stuff is so inexpensive. And you don't even have to buy the whole stock. You could buy a piece of a stock. Y'all, so we got to stop being lazy and start being proactive and get this information and have these conversations so we can prepare. We were not prepared. Our parents did not prepare us. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's keep it real. But they didn't have the information, so we can't fault them. All we can do is say, okay, thank you for doing your best. All right, now it's time for us to get it for ours and our kids. So we can have the little mini millionaires running around making YouTube channels about money. Mini millionaires, dad, hey, giving her the game, young. You know, one thing Wall Street Trapper says is when he does his ABCs with his daughters, A is for assets, B is for bonds, C is for credit, E is for, I forgot what he said, E is estate or investment, or not investment, it's an I, but you know, he goes through the alphabet like that with her, step by step, piece by piece, so that these things aren't foreign to our children. Why not tell your kid about credit when they're five, or how to spend money, you know, when they're 5 years old, when you can make it a learning lesson? Why not teach them exactly what that card does? Because you guys, the concept of cash and physical money is not in this younger generation. I remember when I was giving my sister money and I handed her a $20 bill and she was like, what is this? She was like, you just cash at me. Everything is digital now. So when you're at the grocery store and you're putting in your card, make that a learning lesson. Do you understand what this card does? This card is attached to mommy and daddy's bank account. Our bank account holds the money where we pay our bills. Explain it, dumb it down, and explain it bare minimum. Don't just be passive with stuff like this. We have to explain these things to our children. How much stuff costs? Not that we can't afford it, but how we save up and get these things. How do these cards work? How does credit work? You know, we had a conversation about credit with my niece. This is how credit works. This is what a credit card does. This is what a bank account does. This is what a savings account does. This is what an investment account does. These conversations, because they can understand, y'all. I remember being the first time I was here, I heard about stocks. I was sitting in first class and this white guy sat next to me, nice businessman with a suit. And he had an Australian accent. My mom was a flight attendant. That's why I was in first class. And he had a newspaper and he leaned over. I don't know who started the conversation, but he leaned over and he said, do you know about stocks? And I said, no. And on that flight is when he taught me about stocks with the newspaper. It was super easy. It was bare minimum. It was easy. But because I didn't have that constant repetition of knowing what it was, I lost it. But on that flight, I understand it. And all it is just saying, hey, let me teach you something really quick. And it doesn't have to be a long, drawn out, boring session. You can make it anything. You could be in the car. You can be at grandma's house. Hey, guess how mommy bought this house? Or guess how papa bought this house? What does land mean? What are acres mean? What are taxes? We have to start teaching these things, y'all, because they're not going to learn it in school. It's our responsibility to teach them. They're not going to learn it in school for a reason. For a reason. They don't want us to know that. They want y'all to go work. They want all y'all little bad kids to either go into the community or work. And it ain't the teacher's fault. Teachers really do care about the children. I said that one time that they don't. They do. It's not the teachers. The system is built that way. The system is not built for your children to be financially free and woke in it. No, that's our responsibility. Charlene says, my coworker was supposed to retire in 2 years, but his mom passed away and left him $1 million. So he was able to retire 2 years in advance. Could y'all imagine how relieved that man was? Well, your mom passed away, right? That's grief. You got to go through that whole thing. So that sucks. But imagine how different that feels. Imagine if y'all's parents passed away right now. God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. We don't want that. But just imagine they pass away and all you have to do is grieve. You don't have to worry about, we got to pay Hugo. Oh, damn, we got to pay for the funeral. We got to delay the funeral because we can't afford X, Y, and Z. Or you have the most beautiful funeral that you want because money isn't an object at this point. And then you can take care of whatever you want to take care of. And now you're chilling and you can say, damn, thank you, mom. You had a full life and you did what you were supposed to do with your money. And now I'm blessed. That's generational wealth. That's how we set up our kids for success. So when we go, it's not a burden. You know, a lot of us, when we pass, oh, shoot, little junior, how we paying for this? Now people can't even grieve because we're trying to figure out how to pay for some stuff. Doesn't make sense. This is a blessing. This inspired me. $1 million. And you know what he can do? He can put that and live off the interest. If he's smart with that $1 million and do what he wants to do in retirement, not to say $1 million is going to last for a very long time, but if he manages it right and he makes some good investments right now while the market is on the downturn, he could be pretty cool with a meal. Retire 2 years early. She gave him his time back. How many of us can say that we can give the time back to our children? That's wow. That's dope. What Will Rockefeller Do is a great book on wealth. An audiobook is a good listen. That's on my list now. What Will Rockefeller Do? I'm going to write that down. That's a very, very prolific family. Did y'all know that one of the Rockefellers, I think the second generation son, married the woman whose last name is the name of Spelman College, the HBCU? Could you imagine having a school named after you because you got it like that? School, a whole prestigious HBCU university was not founded by a black woman. Interesting. Well, she kind of looked black. I don't know. She looked a little mulatto, back then, if you pass, you pass back then, right? I'm about to be a minimalist when it comes to stuff and make sure my money is being sewed into something of purpose. I've been good with money, but I've been trying to step it up. I love that, Sydney. Absolutely. Brandy said, thank you. Life insurance is so important. It's cheaper when you get it younger. Once you get older and have health issues, you'll find it quite hard to qualify, and it's super expensive. Absolutely. Everybody should be talking to their parents about life insurance. Everybody should be talking to their grandparents, their significant other. If you're not married, you need to be asking your significant other if they have life insurance, or if they don't want to tell you, ask their parents. Everybody needs to have life insurance. Every single person on the planet, everybody in your household needs to have life insurance. Sydney says, that's awesome. My mom has been talking to me about Roth IRAs and other accounts since I was a kid. That is a blessing. That's amazing. Travis says, tip, cut the debit card and pay things with credit and build flight miles and cash back. Makes your money work for you. Employ your money. Now, hold on, Travis. I will say this if you are in a place where your debt is controlled. If you have the money to pay, if you are fiscally responsible to pay off your credit cards, then this is a tactic you can use. However, if you are not, if you know, you have to know thyself, to thy own self be true. You have to know who you are. If you know you are not fiscally responsible or in the state to do this, then this is just something for people who have the credit to do this. But if you are not responsible yet, if you ain't there yet, you got to be real with yourself. And be like, you know what? I'm just not there yet. Maybe one day, not yet. Let me pay off a couple things. Let me move some stuff around. Let me, you know what I mean? Because everybody, we talk about business credit a lot in our social circles and stuff. But if you do not have the money, if you're not going to do right by it, if you're not going to have the money to pay it off, you may put yourself in a worse position. So make sure we're not doing that for ourselves, okay? Make sure we're doing it right. But that is a tip. If you do have good credit, if you do have credit cards and you are fiscally responsible with your money, this is a good tip. But I leave my credit cards at home personally. Granted, I don't know at all, and there is to know about these accounts and things, but there's no reason for me not to know all the things. Exactly, you guys. We're not going to know everything, but it just takes us to just stop making excuses and just being like, you know what? Let me just go Google it. Let me just go look it up. Let me just go see. Let me just go try it out. At this grown age of all of us, we can't make excuses because nobody's gonna do, y'all, nobody's going to make us wealthy. Nobody's gonna help our kids like we will. Nobody's gonna help the next generation like we will. Nobody's coming to save us. That was a beautiful inheritance. 9 times out of 10, we not getting it because some of our parents don't even want to talk about death or life insurance and things like that. So if you know you have that type of parent, don't worry about it. Keep it pushing. Keep doing what you're supposed to do and learn and make sure that you're setting up your children so that your death or anything is not on them. Because we all going. It's just when. It's just when. My mom will leave some debt, but her job has life insurance, so I might get that. Hopefully. And then also, oh, this is another thing that I learned last night that I did not know. I was very ignorant to this. My boyfriend said he knew. I did not know. If you have a bank account, or if your parents have a bank account, or if you have a bank account with your kids, and nobody else has access to that money, when you die, that money goes to the bank. So if you guys have accounts, bank accounts, and savings accounts and stock accounts and all of these accounts, and you do not have another person that has access to that money, if you die, that money just go, the bank just takes it. Just, oh, well, you got to have a fiduciary, a beneficiary. Thank you, sweetheart. You have to have a beneficiary on your account. So make sure you have these conversations in your home. Make sure your spouse is your beneficiary, or if you're single, somebody that you trust. You don't have to tell them they're the beneficiary, but it needs to be in your will, because you can have $30,000, $40,000, whatever $1,000 you want saved up. I didn't know that either, Kiamber, exactly. Or you can have all this money for your kids saved up. But if you die and there's nobody has access to those accounts, if there's no beneficiaries, you're gonna be like the emoji. I did not know this. I thought, hey, my mom would be able to get into it. No, don't work like that. You have to put people down as your beneficiaries in your will. That's why you have to have all of these things in place so that people can have access to your things. You say, yep, that's why my grandmother put my dad and uncle on their on her accounts after my grandpa died. Absolutely. Absolutely. Edwan had a comment. I didn't see Edwan's comment. Okay. Absolutely. So make sure we are doing what we got to do, y'all. We having these conversations. Do your research. Do your research. All right. So it said 2022, we can't afford to miss out on this opportunity. Y'all, the economy is changing. You see the stock. These are opportunities for us to get in on the ground level that we haven't had before. Right. So let's start changing our mindsets about money. Let's start changing our mindsets about how we spend our money. Let's delay some of this gratification so that we can set ourselves up for financial future. Because right now, think about if we did the right thing and in 20 years older, look at your life 20 years older from now. I'm 33, I'd be 53. My 53-year-old self would probably be doing backflips off of what my 33-year-old self is going to do for me. I'm going to be like, I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you for having this mindset. Thank you for having the discipline. Thank you for not being caught up in what everybody else is doing. Because it looks cute for the, y'all, it looks so good for social media. It does. It does. But what about later in your life? You know, I can't wait to retire my grandmother. My grandmother's still working. I do not want to work after a certain age. Everybody should have a retirement date, and we should have retirement plans to where we're working towards that. And if you haven't started, start now. Don't say it's too late. Just start now. Start now. Let's see. Apple Dumpling says, for family members to gain access to your account after death, they have to go through a probate. Wills can be contested. Trusts are more solid, in my opinion. Please research. I'm not an expert. Okay, y'all. So here's a gem. I like that. That's true. You can contest wills, right? So having a trust and outlining what you want and talking about it to people that are alive. I don't understand why us as people, we got to do everything in secret. We got to whisper. No, Barbara Jean has access to this. This is what's going on. This is what I want. And while I'm living, I don't know why we be so secretive about stuff, y'all, as folks. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Why we got to do stuff so shady and so like sneaky with it. Just this is what I want. And this is what's in my will. And this is what's in my trust. It's locked up. So y'all can't touch it. But this is true. This is true, y'all. So make sure you guys do your research, like Apple Dumpling said, and make sure that y'all stuff is in solid and in place. You know, Prince had all that money and all those assets and things. He ain't had no will. He ain't have no trust. No telling what happened to most of his stuff. Charlene says, yes, I used to work at the bank. Make sure you have all passwords and security questions on a notebook, because Apple is serious about security. Hello, y'all. And you can't take the face recognition to the funeral home. Well, I don't know. But you never know. You might be locked out. So we all need to do this, y'all. We all need to make sure, if you have kids especially, that you are setting these things up. So God forbid something happens to you, somebody has access to your money. Somebody has access to take care of your children. My grandma says if she's a life insurance agent and she wants to put in the chat, she wants to speak up about life insurance and being a life insurance agent. So if y'all are in California, my grandma is a life insurance agent and she can hook y'all up. But yes, life insurance is super, super, super important, y'all. Make sure we are doing what we need to do financially. Spend a little now, save a little now, do it right now. You could be kicking your feet up. You could be on somebody's yacht, somebody's boat, on vacation, going to see your grandchildren or whatever you want to do. Financial freedom gives us options. Start looking into industries like cybersecurity. Think futuristic. We can't think about what happened and worked in the past. It's not the same. Think futuristic. What is going to stand the test of time? What are people going to use from now on? Those are things that we need to start investing in. Cybersecurity, medical equipment, the places that make vaccines. Vaccines ain't going nowhere. So invest in the labs that they're created out of. Freedom is one generation from being extinct. Or one generation from being extinct when it comes to freedom. Financial freedom is our key, y'all. We have to take accountability for ourselves. We have to heal any of our financial burdens and bearings that we have. We have to start studying. We have to start investing. We just take one step a day. Learn something new one day. Just what is a stock? Start there. What is a stock? What is a Roth IRA? Learn one thing a day, one thing a week, something to move you forward. But we can't keep doing what we've been doing, y'all. It don't work. It doesn't work. Whatever we've been doing as a community does not work when we leave in our inheritance of $32,000 and $6,000. When we have a household income or household net worth of $24,000, y'all, that's not life-changing money. We need to start making life-changing money. Better late than never. Absolutely. Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped somebody. Let's see. What's up, Edwan? Edwan says, I was listening on the car radio. That's how I found out about it. Y'all do your research on these companies too. Know what you're getting into. Don't just jump off the deep end because I said something about it. Get excited, but do your research. Have patience. This is the long game. This ain't a quick fix. This ain't a get rich quick scheme. This is long-term thinking. These are long-term solutions. This is not something that's going to give you something you can cash out and you can go, no. Long-term. We're going to be on my yacht, y'all. The morning motivators are invited. Come on, Sydney. Sydney said we coming on her yacht. Hello, period. Invest in yourself now so you can do what you want to do later. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you guys have grandparents and parents and stuff that are retired, talk to them. How did you do it? You know, I have a grandmother who's retired. She had her own business. How did you do it? You know, all of these things, you guys, we have to learn. Listen to this before we close out. The ultra wealthy receive $447 for every $1 the average lower class receives. What class do you guys want to put your children in? What class do you want to be in? It don't matter about what you at now. It's not about where you're at now. Where do you want to be in the future? All right, y'all. So start looking up at these stocks, energy, food, gas. Start thinking about where we're at, the times that we're in. What is going to stand the test of time? Do your research. Remember, today we talked about custodial accounts, right? Today we talked about custodial accounts. Getting out of a scarcity mindset. So we talked about the UTMA and the UGMA, the Uniform Transfer to Minors Act account and the Uniform Gifts to Minors account. Remember, there are no limits on the annual contribution. We talked about the 529 education account for kids. You can max out 15K if you're single and 30K if you're married. And these are different accounts. You can have different accounts. You don't just need one. You can have all of them. All of them. Remember, if you have a business, you can hire your children as independent contractors and employees and start minor Roth IRAs to them and put up to $6,000 a year. And that's tax-free. So instead of giving Uncle Sam your money, you could be putting it up for your kids and they can get it out when they're 59 and a half. Y'all, we talked about all these things. Your children like Fortnite, Roblox, and all that. Y'all, Roblox stop. Fortnite stop. Make sure we're setting this up for our kids. Let's see, last few comments, and then we're going to go get out of here. That way you can keep your money in your pocket and pocket too, and that's a lot of saving. Absolutely. Thank you, Vernil. Thank y'all. Do you want option trades? No, not sure. How is the detox going? The detox is going good. I did not detox yesterday because I had a lot of running around to do. And when I'm detoxing, I want to make sure I'm in one location. I have to start today. But detox is going great. Healthy eating is going great. I posted that on my Instagram. I show you guys where I went food shopping and got all my healthy stuff. I'm not perfect. Last night we had breaded shrimp and breaded fish. So I'm not perfect. But it is going really, really well. And I feel better. Make sure you guys are taking your vitamins. I'm taking vitamins, doing my juice cleanses, and really doubling down on the juice and the fruit and the veggies and stuff like that. We've been eating salads, been eating a lot of, consuming a lot of juice and vegetable juice especially. So the detox is going really, really well. I feel better. I feel better in my gut and in my body for sure. Do you trade options in the stock market or do you have experience in the options or just stocks? I just do stocks right now for long term. I don't do any day trading. I'm new to your channel. I don't do any day trading. Not now. No, it's okay. But that is an option. That's probably later down the road. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Renell says, oh, I have a certified account that is in one to leave. Wait. Another one to leave over your money and things that you trust if you don't, do not want your family members involved. Ooh. Yeah, everybody don't want they parents in it. Getting my Arden's Garden juice today. Absolutely. I missed your red flag vlog. Is it still available to watch? Yes, the red flag vlog is still up there. You guys, if you guys want some red flags while dating, those go for men and women. You can go ahead and head over to that. I talk about for women, but it is on my channel. It is on the main page. But I want to say happy Friday to you all. Do not forget to subscribe. Give this video a thumbs up. Share this video and conversation with anybody that you find that may need it, need to hear it, valuable. Y'all check out Wall Street Trapper. He has two more days for his class. It's super good, super informative, get you pumped up about all of the investing and things that we can do for our future generations. Make sure you guys check out the other vlogs on my channel or other videos on my channel. So much information. Definitely check it out. I love you guys so much for watching. Zara's right here. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed weekend. You guys, my morning motivators, you guys save that money, stack that money, invest that money. I love you guys so much for watching and I'll see you guys on Monday. We're at 95 episodes. We're at episode 95. So the ones that have been there since day one, y'all the real ones. Y'all the real ones. I love you guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.